Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, you're listening to 101 Part-Time Jobs with me, Giles Bidder. It's where I speak to bands and artists about how they make it work. On today's episode, we got Etienne from White Lands, the excellent black British shoegaze band who just released their new record, Nightbound Eyes Are Blind to the Day. Right now, they're on tour with Slowdive. They're about to do a couple of shows at Rough Trade in Bristol on the 4th of March and 5th of March in London at Rough Trade East. This album is mega from start to finish. Great listen, love it. I saw them early on at one of their first couple of shows and there was something really special there. White Lands, need to know, go see. This is Etienne talking about the real side of being a band, really. About to go on tour, stressed because he's trying to work out how to do his studies. He's doing an MA. Stressed because he hasn't seen his friends. Stressed that he's got no time for himself. And that is, well, the reality of playing in bands. It's there's highs, there's lows, and you get both of them. This is real life shit. 101 part-time jobs. Cheers for listening. If you enjoy it, make sure you're subscribing. Leave a review if you got 30 seconds. Shout out to our sponsors, 2000 Trees, who are an excellent medium-sized festival, the best medium-sized festival in the UK officially. And this July, the lineup is mega as always. The Gaslight Anthem and the Chats are headlining, Manchester Orchestra, Hot Mulligan, Boston Manor, Nova Twins, Hot Milk, loads of great stuff. Turnover, Spanish love songs, from folk to indie to more hardcore stuff. 2000 Trees is the one to go to. I highly recommend you do it. Get your tickets now from 2000trees.co.uk. All right, here's Etienne from Whitelands, who have just released their excellent debut album, Nightbound Eyes Are Blind to the Day. I'll get that right. Hope you enjoy this chat. 101 part-time jobs. How are you finding it?
Oh, it's just so difficult, honestly. Studying with like a master's and doing music is actually one of the biggest mistakes I've ever done, genuinely.
Oh, no.
But oh, no. I have like
time-wise,
there's no time. You have nothing. Like you're awake, you're either studying, or I'm at my part-time job, or I'm like doing with music stuff, or I'm like in an interview or recording. It's like there's nothing. So it's like, I don't get to see any of my friends or properly, and it's like if I want to work, I'll have to do everything in the morning and then work overnight.
At some point, you're going to have to level out, right? At some point, you're going to have to make time for yourself and make time for your pals. You got to see your friends.
Yeah, I'm trying my best, honestly, but I'm like fitting it between things. Like yesterday, I was like at work and I had like another radio interview as well. And I had to find time within my break and just run away to just try and do that quickly. But, and then quickly go back. And it's just so much.
It's never perfect, is it?
No, absolutely not. It's terrible. So honestly, the good time for like a jolly interview would be like just the worst times, because like I am on my last legs here.
And you're just about to go on tour. I mean, in the daytime, I guess, can you get some time? I guess it's funny, in the back of a car, even if you don't have anything you need to do, just by like traveling, it feels like you're doing something anyway. That's already like enough headspace just being in the car.
Yeah, which will be nice too, because like we're only going to drive during the day and just like sleep during the nights. But the worst thing is I can't really study or do homework during the day as we're doing those long drives, because I get car sick.
Oh no. Okay.
So I'm going to have to do it at night during that hotel room. I'm going to have to be typing those papers up.
Well done. Well, good on you. I mean, debut album, sounding completely excellent. And I love the title, Nightbound Eyes Are Blind to the Day. I think that's quite, that sort of sums up, or could sum up, all in the eyes of the beholder, like playing in a band or being a creative person. Because if you're looking towards after work, where you're going to go home and write a song, or write the words that you're going to write for your book or your whatever you're doing, like that, you're looking to that in your daytime when you're at school or you're at work. You're always looking to the thing that you want to do. Is there something in that? Am I kind of right on that?
Kind of, like,
you can say no, sorry
but with the title of the book, it was kind of like, it was more kind of like seeing outside your own perspective kind of thing, because I think when you become trapped in like this kind of lifestyle, you never really see like beyond it. No, it's kind of meant to be like a political thing, a socioeconomical thing, a mental thing. It's like, I think like growing up, like over these past few years, like I've had to learn to see outside myself a lot and try and understand and empathize in a way that I haven't done before. And it gets really difficult. And I guess with this age of like digital media, I think people are a lot more, it's like they're becoming more understanding, but also in some points much less so understanding. It's very, everyone just kind of gets what they want out of each other and just kind of like, you know, it's very, I think it's kind of, transactional. And it's a lot of the things of like kind of working and like being a person in a country and a government, it's like, as well as like being understanding that something's just aren't your fault. That's just how life is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you haven't seen your friends in months. It's because you're at work and literally, like, you rent is expensive and it's like, you can't be held accountable for that. It's because, like, you literally can't. That's life.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think a lot of people are feeling a lot of, a lot of weight and a lot of, like, pull from different directions.
Absolutely.
Well, how have you think, you know, I find it interesting to think about, like, how like, there's so many bands out there, and a lot of bands, like, have a bit of, like, competition, be like, you know, like, a little contempt for each other. And you don't really hear much, like, advice going around between bands. You know what I mean? Of course you meet people who, like, help each other out, and, like, that's the great stuff. That's the gold. It can be quite rare to see that. I don't know. What are your experiences of playing in bands and being in, like, scenes or being in, like, particular circles or meeting people that you feel gravitated towards?
It's really interesting because, like, I think, like, when bands were all in the green room together and just talking and stuff, like, I think I love that older bands can tell when someone's, like, quite near to the scene, and they're always, they usually do give a lot of advice. You won't see it online, but they'll always be like, get merch, you know, you have to do this, you have to do this, because, like, I think they've all been through it and they don't want anyone else to go through it either. Like, a band that we're opening for in the London Dome, John, two band members called John. They're really great. They were like, hey, do you guys have merch? And I remember they were so sweet. They're such a lovely, like, you know, like, you have to get merch immediately. And because we didn't have merch at the time, we had nothing, so we weren't really making the money out of gigs. But they helped us print our first run of merch. And as soon as we started doing that, we started seeing a lot more money from gigs. We were able to make an actual savings account, like, with just money to be able to, like, fund other gigs. Like, for example, with this Slow Dive tour, we would not be able to do it if we did not have John telling us about merch way back then, you know? Like, it would not have gone anywhere. And it's a very good thing to just have it, because people like buying those shirts or supporting in some way they can, you know?
I feel like now more than ever, that's wonderful of John. I mean, they're so brilliant. They've been on the show. So fantastic. They, like, offered that advice and want to be friends, because they know, like, they do all their own stuff. I mean, the kind of phrase DIY, you know, you got to wonder, like, what it, like, it does, because there's lots of different levels of DIY. Everyone's DIY mode to the point. I think when you can go extra far and like celebrate the community around you, I mean, that speaks volumes for me. That's what DIY is to me.
It's like the perfect reason why people, like, want the DIY scene, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. How have you found it over the years? I mean, I met you when Honeyjoy played with you at that place in, it was in, like, Great Portland Street. And I think maybe it was, like, your fifth show or, like, your 10th show.
I definitely remember that one, because I think one of the amps stopped working or something, and I had, like, this weird phaser pedal that was not working.
How can you look back at, because that's not that far, that's not that long ago, is it? So, like, you know, how much has changed between then and now?
A lot of things have changed. It's absolutely crazy. It's like I have to try and, like, actively remember stuff instead of just being like, oh yeah. It's like I have to, like, send myself back in time to get those moments now. But the DIY scene is kind of like, I remember, because DIY Space for London was a very big thing, like, back when I was a bit younger, but now it's kind of like not there as much, because I think it had to move from its space to somewhere else. So there is, like, a DIY community that's still about there, but I think definitely with just how expensive London is, it's kind of, like, gutted all the arts. Like, I think I read recently, I think this morning too, that the Arts Council funding might not give you funding depending on your political views or things like that.
Yeah, because NECAP, they got accepted and they got it taken away from them because they criticised the UK.
I mean, that's insane.
They're from Belfast.
Absolutely insane. Like,
yeah, wild. I can't believe we haven't seen any more of it.
I think think now there's been definitely a step up towards like fascism from the government now with regard to just political views like that.
Yeah. It feels like that. It feels like in this era of the last few prime ministers that we've had, it just like it trickles down, doesn't it? Because it's like, well, if they can act like that, and if they can make huge decisions from one day to the next, and then it affects everyone else and seems like nothing to them, like what does that say? It means that our lives, our like economic and political lives, can change from one day to the next. There's no real stability.
No, yeah, it's very like, I feel very kind of disposable as a citizen, so I say like I don't feel like I really matter. And if like a lot of people say, like, you know, I guess more like right leaning sides would be like, you know, cancel culture is like the government can literally cancel you for a very valid political view, you know, like the UK government isn't great. I don't want my prime minister making $1,000 bets on lives and is like, well, you're not getting any arts funding because you said that, you know, that's like very backwards.
It's madness. I mean, as someone who grew up in London, do you feel, I mean, I grew up in the suburbs in around near Watford, and like London's my home. I would like to move away. My girlfriend's from Germany. I'd love to live in Germany. Would you live anywhere else?
The thing is, I really love London, like the people of London. And I feel like there's a big community here where like everyone kind of knows each other. But London doesn't feel like it's a place that you can live in. It doesn't feel like anyone can live in. Like, I know Shardine from a Big Journey, like moved to Manchester, and I know Shardine loves Manchester now. And there's loads of other cities, but it feels like London is just being gutted. Like there's like nothing here anymore, you know?
Yeah. I think it's very hard to find somewhere where you feel really at home, to move into it in a flat. You know, it's just hard to find that neighborhood that I think that I had grown up. You know, I grew up in villages, really. And it was like, cool. Well, there is, that's what a village is. A village is a community. It is a neighborhood. It's pretty overwhelming, the kind of concrete that makes you feel very unwelcome at times.
Even that concrete can't even afford it anymore too. So it's like, wow.
Yeah. Fuck it. Ampollo is the app you can download if you're playing music. You can get it from the App Store for free. You can practice a track on there. You can mix. You can demix, which means you can play along to the songs you love. Here's a bit about Ampollo from Rebecca.
Introducing Ampollo, the new app for musicians. Using AI stem separation, play along to any song, improving your practice and performance. Record audio or video and connect with musicians all over the world. Collaborating and creating together. Think Google Docs meets TikTok, but for musicians. There's a huge range of video and audio editing tools, and the best part, it's free. Download today and make your mark. Ampollo, made for music.
Ampollo, you can download that from the App Store. And right back to Etienne from Whitelands now. What's the worst job that you've ever had?
I've had like a lot of jobs, honestly. But I think the worst jobs are probably the ones where I would not be performing. Like, I think my first ever job when I was 15 was like working at KFC.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Pretty bad. I think my worst job was probably me realizing, because it was my fault, honestly. Because I got diagnosed with ADHD recently. Mm-hmm. And like I've had it my whole life, but I was like not that aware. And I kind of got my dream job. Like I was working like in an internship, just doing coding for stuff with stuff I knew, but I just wasn't doing it. And it's all due to like my undiagnosed ADHD and stuff like that. And as soon as like I lost that job, I was just like, I need to fix my life up immediately.
Right. So at the job, you wanted to do it, but you couldn't line it up. Yeah, you couldn't get it done.
I couldn't get it done. It's just, you know, like being late all the time, that kind of stuff, you know.
I just read a interesting phrase called neurospicy. So yeah. before they're using neurodivergent, neurospicy, which I can relate to.
It's such a relevant like phrase because it just like it says a lot without saying too much.
Yeah, exactly. So when did you get diagnosed, and And like, so it took a sort of few years in the kind of running to build up to it. Didn't
yeah.
It?
I think like it was very apparent during like my secondary school years and like my, and then as soon as I got to uni, but I got diagnosed last year in maybe mm-hmm. July mm-hmm. and I was put on medication for a little bit, which was amazing. And then we had this UK national shortage.
Damn.
Which has been absolutely hell for the past 3 months.
Is it still happening?
Oh yeah, it's still happening. And it's like, right now it's like kind of like the peak of my, like, when I need to actually have the medication. So my work is just not going well.
Damn. So it's what, like, what options are there for you?
Oh, generally nothing. That's it. Nothing.
Yeah.
No options. Fact. It's like a lot of things. Like if someone was like, had, you know, like was diabetic or something and needed insulin, then it was like, yeah, we've run out of insulin for the next 3 months. We don't know when you're going to get your insulin. Like, mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that should be as significant as like, you know, with people with ADHD not having their medication, but it just doesn't seem like yeah. anything's happening. Yeah.
Damn. Do you have many friends who have the same thing?
Yeah, so I'm like borrowing some pills here and there, you know.
Right, right.
Just yeah. to study, but mm-hmm. it's not optimal.
How long's your list of things to do? I mean, you're self-managing, basically, are you?
Yeah.
So there's a long list of tasks.
Endless, and absolutely endless. It's like all my whole band, like we've all, everyone's got their own individual problems that they're trying to like sort out, and we also have to do this tour too. So it's just so much going on, honestly. We need a break, so yeah, hopefully a holiday yeah. we need it.
That's it. Well, the album's awesome, and I think, you know, I think that it's going to be, well, I think because the label that it's on as well, mm. Sonic Cathedral, is that the kind of, the people who like Sonic Cathedral immediately are going to connect with White Lands and are already, because it's that sonic sound that people can understand. And I think that like the magazines like Uncut and Mojo, are they getting behind it?
Yeah, I think Uncut gave it a 7 out of 10.
Go on. Very nice. Come on.
And NME, I think they might be doing a little review a little bit.
Here we go. Awesome.
And who else? I think Skinny or something. I can't remember the name.
So people are going to read about it. People are going to listen yeah. to it.
And but we've gotten some good reviews on Twitter because our record label had shipped it out early and people seem to be liking it, which is nice. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, great to hear. It's well, great to chat with you, Etienne. Great to hear some of your story.
Thank you. And sorry I've been such a downer.
Oh, no problem at all. This is it. It's kind of a downer conversation, but, you know, that is life, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there he was, Etienne from White Lands here on 101 Part-Time Jobs. I hope you've been digging that record. I hope you've been jamming it. It's a good one. Come out on Sonic Cathedral, great record label for shoegaze. Cheers for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe. Leave a review if you're able to. DistroKid is where you can sign up if you're an artist wanting to release your own stuff. To get 30% off your year with DistroKid, you go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. And then all the money after that you're making is yours. DistroKid is where you can get music released, make all that money. You could be your own record label. That's the dream. That is the dream. DistroKid to be your own record label, release your own music. distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. You can get 30% off the rates. All right. See you again very, 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 very soon on Thursday, where I speak to Ben from Bodega. Cheers.